to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Somebody get the phone out there in a minute, folks. Just hold on. I don't know what's going on, but. Okay, they're working on it. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. All right. And if you're out and about, out voting, out swimming, out in the cold, or whatever, or out in the heat, it all depends on what country you're in. And you're not able to sit and watch the show live, you can listen live. You can listen live by calling the listen line on Talk 3 Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. And again, you can podcast all the show, but you can listen live. It is Monday again. Oh, and I forgot my biblical question, by the way. Brand new biblical question. Brand new biblical question. And it's a simple one, but yet complicated. Do you understand yourself? Do you understand yourself? Isn't that amazing? And so I came up with this question because I was watching this allegedly true story about a young person, a young man. I believe he was 21 to 23, somewhere in there. And this young man was attacking and raping women. And when they finally caught him, just think about that. He's just between 20 and 23. And he had this urge that would cause him to attack and rape women. And in one case, kill one of them. And so when they caught him and they took him into the police station, and they would question him, why did you do this? And they would call him all kind of names and savage and all kind of names, right? And they kept asking him, you're so young, you're 20. But he was between 20 and 23, somewhere in there. Why are you doing this? And he said, I don't know why I do it. I just don't know why I do it. I don't understand why I do it. And he was in tears, and they were trying to make him give a real, I guess what they thought would be a real understanding of why he did it, but he was doing the best he could. He was like, something, this urge came over me, and it made me do it. I don't know why. And it was interesting, and it reminded me of every human being on this side of heaven. Every human being, there's not one left out, not one. Because they don't know themselves and they're not working on themselves, they don't know why they do the things they do. They don't know. They don't know if something comes over them. And even when you attack one another, you don't really know why you're attacking one another. You're just doing it because you get the thrill from the psychological thrill and the emotional thrill. You get a thrill when you do it. And you don't know what that thrill is all about. And you think it's you. It was so interesting. And so I'm like, nice. The next biblical question is, do you know yourself? I give you these questions to encourage you to know yourself, to put your eyes on you, so that you can see what's driving you. And when you see that it's not you, it's going to blow your mind. Do you understand yourself? You don't. You really don't. If you understood yourself, you would have peace right here on earth. Right here. And most people don't believe you can have peace. And most people don't believe, they believe they have a will, but okay, if you have a will, why don't you will yourself to have peace? Why don't you will yourself to do it? Why don't you will yourself to be good? But they don't question it. And as a result, they never know the truth. Some do. There are men and women who are working on themselves, truly working on themselves, and they're starting to get an idea of something else going on. So amazing question. That's why I give you those questions. Yesterday's fellowship was amazing. Absolutely amazing. My warning, one of the things we talked about, you have election coming up tomorrow. If the Lord is willing, and the decree will rise Tuesday. And a lot of emotions all over the place. Emotions going and coming over an election. Can you imagine that? People mad at one another, people fighting one another, people cursing each other out all over an election. It's just an election, right? And a lot of people worry that their side will not win, the other side will, and they won't, and the country will be over and all that. All kinds of stuff. Both sides are saying the same thing. You got to let this Harris or Trump, or it's over for the country. They're saying the exact same thing and mad. So I want to encourage you. Do what you want, but I would encourage you, calm down, drop those emotions, and have a wait-and-see attitude. And whatever happens, it happens. Do not overreact. And this is for Republicans and Democrats, conservative and liberals, if there's a difference. Do not overreact. Calm down. You get out and vote. Go vote if you haven't already. And see what happens. All right? They want you, your enemy, the government. They want you to overreact. Especially if you're a Republican. Conservative. They want you to overreact. They're not going to do that much to a Democrat. But if you're a Republican, you're gone. They're going to lock you down, take away your freedom. They want you to overreact. Look at in your own personal life. Can't you see that something wants you to overreact? It encourages you to overreact to all situations. Can't you see that? Well, the same thing happening in everybody else. The same thing is happening to everyone. Something else is driving you. You're not in control. You think you cause a fight. You don't. So calm down. Do not overreact. There's never a reason to be emotional or never a reason to be angry. Have a way to see. And I'm hearing that we might not even know the results of the election for the next 7 days. That gives you even more time to flip out. So calm down, all right? Do not overreact. My producer said, if Trump doesn't win, I'm tearing my robe and shaving my head. What a mess. It's just election, and you're dealing with human beings. And human beings love thrills. They love their own thrill they're getting, and they love bringing thrills upon you. They love it. They stay up all night trying to figure out how to hurt you. So be careful. Do not overreact, all right? I don't know which side you're on, but do not overreact. One quick thing, and then I get to your calls here. I've said over and over again that yesterday we talked in the fellowship. You can podcast it, rebuildingdemand.com/church. That there's this order of God and Christ, Christ over man over woman, right? And God and Christ came and he was like a living example of what we men should be. And one time in America, during the good old days when men were men and boy who boy, men knew that. And men, they carried themselves, exceptions to the rule, but they carried themselves differently than women. And men did not gossip. They did not go for revenge. They would point the way. If you had an issue and you wanted to talk to one of those old guys back in the good old days, they would point to you as to how to get over the issue, and the issue would be done. It would be over. No gossiping, no hurting you or anything. And the ladies at that time could rely on the men. They knew that the men were going to point them in the right way, and they were not going to gossip about them or try to hurt them or anything. That's gone now. I was noticing that the men have become one with the woman's nature, has become one. And by the way, today is Monday. And it is, I forgot, nobody reminded me. What a mess. It is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. So, as I was saying, the men have become one nature with the female nature inside of them. And they are as vicious and unreliable and nasty as a woman. There's no difference in them. They gossip. They go after you instead of pointing the way. And a lot of women are afraid to even talk to them now. And men are too now, but a lot of women, I do counseling every day. And it's amazing the story I'm hearing as to how men would find out things about women or anybody, really, and they would go and gossip about it, or they would try to hurt them with it, or even their own family members. And I was thinking, and you can podcast and get the whole story, but I was talking about how men are supposed to lead the way, they're the light of the world, but they have no idea what that means. It doesn't mean you force someone to be or do what you think you've learned intellectually about truth. It doesn't mean that you intentionally try to dominate anyone. It just means you're the light, and the world can see it, and they know who to go to. But if they don't want it, you don't beat them up or yell at them or try to force anyone to be anything. Either it happened naturally or it doesn't at all. But the men now have the mindset of women. I've never seen it before. It's mind-blowing to me. You can't even trust the men. Except for those few now that are truly working on themselves and they have a little light. Because a lot of the guys who are working on themselves, intellectually they have it, but spiritually they don't. And you can tell in the way they treat women and the way they treat them, others, and they like, it's like an ego thing for them even more so, because now they think they have the truth. Isn't that amazing? So, ladies, you're going to have to work on yourself now. You can't rely on a man, your husband, or anyone. You got to take responsibility for your life and work on yourself. Overcome the false self. Overcome the anger. Overcome the fear, the worry. Quietly and just quietly work on yourself. Excuse me. Amazing. Quietly work on yourself. 888-7753-773. And there is an attack on men, because men, because of the order of God in Christ, Christ over man, man over woman, right? And so they're winning. They're destroying the men. His nature is being destroyed. You destroy his natural nature, then you got him. He now think and act like a woman. He has fear. He has suicidal thoughts. He's jealous, envious, strife, gossiping, worry. He's acting just like a female, and he called it normal. So, ladies, you got to work on yourself. You can be free. Just drop the anger. Forgive your mother. Forgive your father. Return to the Father, and the same spirit that would guide men if they should work on themselves would do it for you too. Will make you free right here on earth. You don't have to live in fear. You don't have to live in misery. All right, ladies, work on yourself. Don't rely on anyone, but don't judge. And so they are deliberately pushing women ahead of men because they know that that's not the order of God, and it would never work. The spirit of Eve knows that. And I mentioned yesterday, I'm surprised, but not surprised, but surprised, but not surprised, at the number of men who are willing to follow women. I was looking at Kamala Harris' husband. He has no problem with being called the second gentleman or something like that. The second. He is second to his wife. And he doesn't mind being out in public and let it be known that he's the second to his wife. He doesn't lead. She's so-called ready for president, and he doesn't mind being the second to her. That was unheard of. It just was completely unheard of. But there are men who would vote for Kamala Harris because she's a woman over Donald Trump, who is a man. They would go for the woman to lead them rather than the man. I mean, like, what happened, right? So normally it's men who are running for president, and when men win, their wives are called first lady. Now this guy is going to be called, well, if she wins, he's going to be called first gentleman.
Beta!
Real beta. And then she got another guy running with her who is weaker than I ever seen. It's just ridiculous. And man, Christ came and he was like that example. Our big brother, he was the first child in the family, right? Blah, blah, blah. Tim Ward running with Democrat. Was. But he was the first Christ, the first man, first child in the family. And he set that example of how the first boy should be, the man should be. But you'd rather follow Eve, the first woman, rather than follow Christ. Isn't that amazing? And so as a result of putting the ladies first, it's being reported that young women are out-earning young men in several cities. Watch this from the Pew Research.
You're correct. Just like it says, just like you read, Jesse, young women are out-earning young men in several cities. Pew Research reads, women in the United States continue to earn less than men. In fact, I can show all of you guys. Women in the United States continue to earn less than men on average among full-time year-round workers in 2019. Women's median annual earnings were 82% those of men. The gender wage gap is narrower among younger workers nationally, and the gap varies across geographical areas. In fact, in 22 of 250 U.S. metropolitan areas, women under the age of 30 earn the same amount as or more than their male counterparts, according to a new Pew Research Center analysis of Census Bureau data.
Amazing.
So they're out-earning them in these areas. You can see the darker areas. The darker the area, the closer their earnings are to 100% or more of the men's median earnings if they're full-time women working under the age of 30. So it's pretty much around Washington, Los Angeles, New York.
Blue cities.
Pretty much.
Blue states. Isn't that amazing? And now more and more men are starting to move in with women into their places, instead of the woman moving into the man's place. But you know what, guy? Take responsibility for your own life. There are so many jobs out there. Plumbing jobs. All kind of work. You name it. To a point that you can start working for someone else, learn the trade, and then start your own business. It doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to go to college to make a real living, to earn a real living. But you got to be willing, guys, to step out and do your thing. You got to be willing to step out the way they used to do in the good old days. not all, but several young men, when they left home, because they were trained to be that way growing up, to be independent, to be able to take care of yourself. Some went out and got jobs, and they bought land. They bought homes and things like that. Others went out and started businesses and bought homes and things like that, because that's the way they were taught. So they grew up with that mindset. Never assume that you can't get work. You can get work, even if you have to start your own work from the ground up, one step at a time. These women are out earning these men. That's not a good thing. They're going to be puffed up about that and rub it in your face. And when you go and live with them and rely on them, they are not going to let you forget it. They're not going to let you forget it. One other thing, this is from Fox 11. What a spiritual battle, huh? When will you take control of your own life and have a life? Let everybody else live the way they want. You owe no response or responsibility. You're not your brother's keeper. And live your life. Why not figure out your life? How would you react to this from Fox 11? A shocking hate crime has left a Viewpark family unsettled and disgusted after their home and cars were vandalized with a racist graffiti, according to this report. Watch this from Fox 11.
My whole body just shut down. I had no means for words. All I could do was cry.
Elizabeth Garbutt says she's still in shock after waking up to find racist graffiti covering her Viewpark property.
One of the messages on the sidewalk was die. That's the one that really just touched me. I moved over to my car. It said dumb. Then we moved on to the next one. The one says house. The next one said die. The gate says dumb. And the spelling is not even correct.
The Garbutts have lived in this home across from Crenshaw High School for more than 30 years and have never experienced anything like this.
Amazing.
My whole body just shut down.
Amazing. How would you react if you woke up and saw that on your house? Amazing, huh? One last soundbite from this. The mother of the family says, seeing her daughter reaction was the most agonizing part. Fox 11, watch this.
My whole body just shut down. I had no means for words. All I could do was cry.
Elizabeth Garbutt says she's still in shock after waking up to find racist graffiti covering her Viewpark property.
Okay, folks, we're going to have to redo that. It sounds like we're playing the same thing over and over again. I thought it was a different one, but it seemed to be the same. What a mess. But, ...888-7753. I don't know what happened with that video. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls. Female Monday, 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Okay, we have that soundbite for you of that last soundbite with the woman claiming somebody wrote racist graffiti on their cars and in front of their home or on their home. Watch this.
We're about to be in 2025, and it's just devastating that we're still dealing with these type of things. We're all...
Elizabeth says seeing her daughter Elise's reaction was the most agonizing part.
When she came outside and she looked at her car, I could just see her hurt, her pain. Like, why is this happening to me? And who would do this?
It happened Halloween night, all out of view from surrounding security cameras.
What goes through your mind when you look at that?
That there needs to be some type of change within our community.
Elise now worries for her family's safety and society as a whole.
We're about to be in 2025, and it's just devastating that we're still dealing with these type of things. We're all human. We all bleed the same.
Thankfully, they were able to clean the hateful messages off their cars and paint over their gate. But the graffiti on the sidewalk is a constant reminder.
I've been living here since she was a baby, 35 years. And to be afraid to even be in your own house, that's not a good thing. That's stressful. It's very stressful. I don't understand. Why? Why our house? What's the reason?
Where's the father? Where's the husband? Where's the husband? So I want you to watch your own mind about this and see how many assumptions come to mind. And that your mind is not going to let you leave it void, blank, and not, hey, I don't know what happened there. It's going to make you fill in the blank. Oh, it's racist. It was white people. It was Trump people. It was this. It was that. I can't tell you the number of stories we were reported on where those kind of incidents, I don't know about that one at all, but those kind type of incident was made up. It was done by other blacks to get a reaction to make you think that it was white people doing it, to cry racism. I don't know about this situation, but the point is, I want to encourage you to practice having no judgment of it at all. Don't judge with your mind, your eyes, your words, your little gesture, or your emotions. You don't know what happened. You literally just don't know. But the ego is not going to let you know that you don't know. It's going to fill in the blanks to get a reaction from you. You don't know what happened there at all. So practice leaving it as, I don't know. You are not created to judge. You were created to live. And so I wish those people, well, whatever happened. But I don't know what happened. I don't know who did it or why they did it or how it happened. Can you look, have you noticed right now that your mind is already giving you some type of reaction about it? Oh, poor lady. Or it could be said, oh, she's lying. Or, oh, it's racist, it's white people did it. Or something. Or something. Or you get mad at the woman telling the story because she's so emotional about it. Why can't you just look at a situation and have no opinion about it? Isn't that like an amazing way to live? Have no opinion. You judge the situation, Nick?
Well, right where you were saying, look how you have a reaction about stuff or something like that. Right when you were saying that, I typed in the chat, ooh, perfect election timing. Like I'm already thinking it's a hoax and it's and it's like to get Trump.
And when reality, you don't know anything about the story except for what we just reported on it or if you heard the story.
Yep.
Isn't that amazing?
Incredible.
But the mind will have you fighting. It will have the white and the blacks fighting. It will have you blaming Trump. It will have you blaming Trump. And then you find out later, it was done by some other blacks or even by them. You don't know. Crenshaw is over there in the hood anyway. Ain't no white people over there. If you are, you better not let them know you're there. Crenshaw High School, right? It said across the street from Crenshaw High School. That's hood. South Central L.A. But I want to encourage you to be conscious and watch what the mind is telling you. And then you'll react as though you know for sure that what you thought was true, and you'll be out fighting other people about it. You and somebody else arguing over it, and neither one of you know what the real deal is. Isn't that amazing? Your whole life is like that. Your whole life is like that. Because you don't understand you. You don't understand yourself. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Danny out of Bulgaria. Danny, good morning. Welcome to the show.
I hope you're doing well, sir.
All is well, Danny. How are you?
All is well. I had a pretty amazing weekend. Was watching the church. It was pretty good, Mr. Peterson.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Mr. Peterson, I'm calling because you had a gentleman called your program, I think, on Friday or Thursday. He was talking about going to another country, looking for a woman from another country. I know not to ask a black man if he remembers. But
that's right. But I do remember that call now that you mention it.
Right on. And I wanted to call you, Mr. Peterson. I had the same issue. Everybody I knew had have the same issue. It's not about the country. I wanted to go to, I lived in Malta for a while, in Holland, in Denmark. Women are hell everywhere. And if you don't know yourself, if you're not observing yourself, you will catch it. Some may be a little bit less hell than others, but if a man doesn't know himself, if a man is not a man, if you don't own property, because you have to bring the woman into your world, you know?
Right.
And my father taught me that almost basically every man from my family was like that. First, you get to have property. You don't even have to own your own business. Just have property, have a nice job, career, or you know, do whatever. But be stable, because you're right about that. I listened to your opening, amazing opening. The man is the rock of the house. And a lot of men don't want that responsibility. It's a responsibility. And I think most of the troubles are generated from there. No matter where you go, if you don't have this solid foundation, you will catch hell. I mean, you will catch hell with a woman anyways, but you will catch hell more.
Yeah. I wonder, as you're speaking, I'm wondering, in the family now, do they teach boys how to work and be independent and encourage them to, when they grow up, to buy land, to start building a life for themselves? Is that even taught in the homes nowadays? Or is everyone being told to go to college?
No, some do. As a matter of fact, here where I live in my city, basically children are start working, you know, quote unquote working, from a very young age, 5, 6 of age. Like boys are carrying those huge, huge, you know, bottles of water, and they're selling water on the street, you know, as a training for customer service. Good afternoon. Would you like a glass of water? I'm always buying a glass of water from them in those hot days to encourage them. Young girls are selling the, you know, the stupid looking jewelry, but they're encouraged to be like that. So that when they grow up, when they start working like a real job, they can have this customer service or orientation, you know, good afternoon, how is your day? How can I help you? And this is happening a lot, and they are encouraged to own property. So,
in the country you live in, they are teaching them that as when they were young to work on being independent and buy property and all that.
Yes. Southern Europe is a crossroad region, and that's how we are. You just have to own property. Like here in Bulgaria, about, I think, nearly 90% of the adults own their own homes. I think 60% of the adults own more than one home. And we don't own castles, you know. Nobody's telling you to get a castle or a mansion. Just a
small house.
Home,
yeah.
Apartment, a house or an apartment, you know, whatever you can afford, but own it.
Yeah.
Once you're a homeowner, everything changes. Your whole world, you're viewing the world differently. And that's why I wanted to give that as an advice.
That's amazing. I don't hear a lot of people saying that, especially millennials and Zs, I don't hear them saying that they were taught. Here in this country, I don't hear them saying now that they were taught, as kids, you know, teach you to work, encourage you to start your own business, or at least work, have food on your table, and buy yourself a home, save your money. I don't hear a lot of talk like that anymore. And as a result, I don't see young people doing that anymore, buying their own homes. And they're staying with mama. They're waiting on I don't know what. But it's a mess over here, Danny. I just don't see it happening now.
Mama is hell, Mr. Peterson. I wouldn't wish that for my worst enemy. But in all fairness, have you noticed, I'm sure you've noticed, but women somehow, with all this talk about equality and everything, women don't really feel comfortable if they live with a man and this home doesn't belong to the man the woman lives with. Have you noticed that?
No, it definitely feels better when it belongs to him. She likes it better that way.
Yeah, she like gives them this proper feeling of security. You know,
yeah,
this is the man's
up
to security.
Absolutely.
And I wanted to share this with you, and I know how busy you are, Mr. Peterson. I'd like to wish you all the best, kind regards to your audience and your colleagues, and God bless you, sir. God be with you.
You too, Danny. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call, man.
Likewise. Goodbye, sir.
Bye now. 888-7753-773. Did you hear this about Cardi B? I think that's her name. A rapper by the name of Cardi B. Cardi B. C-A-R-D-I-B. And she's speaking of listening to celebrities, right, in politics. What? So apparently Cardi B's speech wasn't loaded into the teleprompter. And so I haven't seen it yet, about to play it. I'm seeing this for the first time, too. And she was up there trying to help out, according to the report, that woman, Kamala Harris. and they were having this little event with entertainers there, and Carly B was supposed to be helping this woman, but she stood there kind of oddly, they say, not knowing what to say or seemed to be lost. Watch this from PBS News.
One second, guys. One second.
She's waiting for the teleprompter.
Okay. So I don't take lightly the call. Sorry, guys. I'm a little nervous. I've been waiting for this moment this whole life. My whole life.
I thought Carter B was a black woman.
I need patience over here.
She needs a teleprompter to say why she's
supporting. Patience, where are you, girl?
She's kind of black.
I need patience over here.
What the?
Hold on. How you guys doing tonight? How you guys doing tonight? Are we ready to make history? Are we ready to change these 4 years? No. Are we ready to change the next 8 years? Because we're going to make sure we have Kamala Harris in office for 8 years. Thank you.
So somebody finally give her a phone. She need a teleprompter to tell her why she support Kamala Harris? I mean, like, let's say that she's supposed to have a teleprompter. But don't you already know why, by now, why you support Kamala or Trump? I thought she was black. I've never seen this woman that I'm familiar with, I'm aware of. Hake is telling me that, according to Wikipedia, she's Dominican.
Trinidadian.
What? Trinidadian? Yep. Right, Hake? Trinidadian, Nick?
Yep.
African and Spanish, according to Wikipedia. I've always, when I heard that name, because I don't remember ever seeing it, I always thought she was just a black woman.
Arguably.
I just thought, I didn't know she was a foreign black woman. And so she didn't know how to say, oh, I support Kamala Harris because Kamala Harris doesn't believe in washing dishes. Cardi B says, prices are way too high even for her. And says, Kamala better not lie to me in my face. Watch this from MSNBC.
I believe in every word that comes out of her mouth. She's passionate. She's compassionate. She shows empathy. And most of all, she is not delusional. Yeah. Kamala recognized that this country is at risk, that the economy needs to get stronger, that the cost of food and the cost of living is too high. Damn, it's even high for me.
What the?
I believe her when she says, under her, buying eggs and milk won't break the bank. Because she's going to pass a ban on price gouging on groceries. And she told me that in my face. So she better not lie to me in my face.
Who is this? What kind of music she make?
Rap. Poetry.
Poetry?
Modern American poetry. And I'm saying that sarcastically, Jesse. I can't repeat her lyrics.
What's wrong with her? She believe every word come out of Camilla's mouth. And she can't afford grocery. She doesn't know Camilla been in there for 4 years. She's already lied to her. She didn't do anything about the borders. Amazing. And so she would definitely read right off the phone what they told her to say. That's like somebody writing a speech for me and I try to read it. I can't do it. I have the hardest time. What? Nah. She black. Amazing. 888-7753. Kevin from Nevada. First time caller. Kevin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jesse, how are you this morning?
All is well, Kevin.
Hey, man, I just want to tell you, I admire your show. I think you're a funny character, man, and you make my morning, man. Every morning I get up, I'm headed out to work. I make sure I listen to you on
Thank
the
you.
Way in, man. So, good job, brother.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I have one question for you, but a couple of comments. I want to say the deal with the young lady on Crenshaw, and I won't say racist because, like you, racism doesn't exist. It's just pure hate.
Right.
But I'm from Los Angeles. I live in Nevada. That not just could black folks be doing that to kind of sabotage the white community, but there is some very hateful Hispanics in California. So let's not kind of get it twisted, like, you know, because back in the day, me growing up in California, I could kind of count Hispanics on my hand. On one hand, on my block. Now, when the African Americans move out, you got more Hispanics there than you do African Americans than you did in the 90s and the 80s or whatnot. So you're more of a chance of a Hispanic living on that young lady's block than you do a white person that could have possibly done it.
That's a very good point. That's a good point.
If there were somebody else that may have done it outside of that, Hispanics do that too. Just to change the narrative for us to say it's a white person and it could have been a Hispanic. Because, like I said, there's very hateful Hispanic in California.
And I know that, and I don't know anything
Los
about
Angeles,
this.
Should I say.
Yeah, I don't know who did this or anything about it, but you're right. And this, according to the story, she lives across the street from Crenshaw High School. And Crenshaw
Absolutely.
High School is in the hood, and there are a lot of
yep.
Hispanics. And I know
yep.
that the
yep.
Hispanics don't like the black. They don't.
They
the blacks
sure don't.
And the Hispanics do not get along, period.
They do not. And so I think that I wouldn't put it past, you know, the Dodgers just won. The World Series. I think when the Dodgers win the World Series like that, Hispanics think the Dodgers belong to them. Even though Mookie Betts is a brother and Magic Johnson halfway owns it, the Spanish just feel like that. The Los Dodgers is all belongs to them. So you never know. She could have said, I can't stand the Dodgers, and there go the race. You just never know. But
what a mess.
That, so, yeah, exactly. So, and on another note, I'm going to say with the Cardi B thing. Now, I'm married. Been married now for 10 years, have beautiful daughters, and I'm married to an African-American woman. As I've gotten older, I'm 48 now.
Are you
when
black?
When I was younger, I am black.
Oh, okay.
And when I was younger, you don't care. But as you get older, your standards change into what you look for. I would say, I thank God that I'm 48 now and I'm married. Because if I were anything of my daughter's age, 21, 22, I have a feeling I would probably date and get married outside of my race. Because the African-American women that are out here these days, they're butt shakers and bonnet wearers. And at the end of the day, that was a clear embarrassment, what them young ladies did. I mean, they performed a concert. The only one that performed that didn't have to have her words edited or bleeped out was MC Light. And she's a 1980s rapper. But all these Glorillas and all these other performers that performed for Kamala this weekend, they have to have their words burped out because one was talking about her punani and all kind of other stuff during the rally. They had to burp it out.
Oh,
and
this was that Kamala Harris rally over the weekend?
Yes. When Cardi B was there, they had performances too with Glorilla.
Hold on, let me take a quick break. The hate news, not the faint news. I'll be back in a moment, 2 more hours to go. Hold on, if you can, Kevin. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisement from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
Oh. A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, November 4th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. But first, fake news, not fake news. By the way, Men's Forum is first Thursday of the month. That is this Thursday, November 7th, 2024 AD, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. Make sure you do join us for men only. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. If you need more info, or call the Bond office during the office hours, or leave a message off hours, 323-782-1980. 323-782-1980. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, ahead of the 2020 election, big corporate names like Nike, Under Armour, and Absolute Vodka released splashy get-out-the-vote advertising campaigns. But in 2024, in an election cycle as divisive as ever, these same companies and others have been less active in encouraging voting. Good. And those star-studded ads are nowhere to be found. Very good news, because we don't want them encouraging every idiot to vote. Fewer votes means more quality, less quantity. Quality votes is what we want, not quantity. Anyway, with just one day remaining before so-called Election Day, the so-called Vice President cackling Kamala Harris and our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, they will deliver their contrasting final pitches to voters in key battleground states that could determine who wins the so-called presidency. Trump has invoked dark rhetoric in his final days on the campaign trail, so claims Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. They are the dark ones. Dark on the inside, right? Saying that he shouldn't have left the White House after he lost the 2020 election. Kamala, meanwhile, is reaching out to Michigan's significant Arab American community by pledging to do everything in her power to end the war in Gaza if elected. She's not doing anything right now because she has no control over based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu. Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu does what he wants because there is no man to tell him, hey, man, finish up, like Trump would have him do. Anyway, Kamala will spend her final day campaigning in PA, Pennsylvania, with rallies in Allentown, Pittsburgh, and Philadelphia. Kamala, wow. And Trump will be in three battleground states holding events in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Wow, he's going all over the country. Good job, President Trump. And the Senate. Control of the Senate is up for grabs on Tuesday. Although Republicans, I sometimes call them Republicans, they are well positioned to win the majority. Demon rats, I call them, Democrats. They cannot be counted out entirely. That's because their well-founded candidates have consistently overperformed at the top of the ticket in polling in many of the most supposedly important races. And even as the Senate map has become more daunting for demon rats, with West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin retiring, opportunities to mitigate GOP gains have opened up in Texas and increasingly Nebraska. So it's a mess. And severe weather. More severe weather is expected in the southern plains today. Watch out, guys and gals, as residents in Oklahoma survey the destruction from tornado-spawning storms that injured at least 11 people and leveled homes over the weekend. Did you know about that? I didn't know about it. Scattered severe thunderstorms associated with tornadoes, large hail, and wind damage likely on Monday night, too, from southern plains north-northeastward into the Ozarks. Ever heard of that? And mid-Mississippi Valley, so said the Storm Prediction Center. They're warning you guys. A few of the tornadoes could be strong. A lower warning of severe storms will be spread from central and eastern Texas into western Illinois, including Dallas, Houston, Austin, and St. Louis, with the threat of damaging gusting winds, large hail, and tornadoes. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2. Thank you.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the racists with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My brand new biblical question, do you understand yourself? Do you understand yourself? Do you understand yourself? If you're out and about anywhere in the world, you can listen to the show live, no matter where you are and what you're doing. You can podcast the show, but you can listen live anywhere, go work out, do whatever you're doing, but you can still listen by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate or have your comments read out loud, we're going to get to your super chats here. You can go to come in and have your to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Monday. And some of you know, especially if you've been listening for a minute, that Mondays and every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
She knows she's still the boss.
Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go quickly back to Kevin. First time caller out of Nevada. Oh, Kevin's gone. And Kevin was talking about he mentioned the incident that we played where the black woman says somebody wrote graffiti on their house and cars, and also about Cardi B. And Cardi B is a rapper. And she was supposed, I guess, spoke at an event for Kamala Harris this weekend. And she didn't have the teleprompter, according to the story, and she didn't know what to do. It was like, what the? And then they finally got a phone over to her. Then she read off what they said for her to seem to have told her to say all about Camilla, rather than just getting up and saying what she thought about it. What did you think about it? Election time is tomorrow. So I guess Kevin, I believe he said he was going to work anyway. But he had to go. But did you hear about this? And then I'm going right back to the phone. Did you hear about this squirrel situation? Hate was telling me about it yesterday morning at the fellowship. So I haven't seen the story yet. But may the squirrel rest in peace to Peanut the squirrel. This is from NBC. Peanut the squirrel and internet sensation that led to an animal sanctuary. I don't even understand this. Peanut the squirrel, an internet sensation that led to an animal sanctuary in Pine City, New York, was euthanized after being seized with a raccoon. Watch this from NBC. Maybe you'll get it. NBC.
Longo says he was blindsided on Wednesday morning when agents from the State Department of Environmental Conservation came looking for his famous squirrel.
I was just going through my daily routine of feeding all of our 71 rescue horses at our nonprofit animal rescue. Midway through that, a line of DEC officers, about 6 to 8 of them, showed up and gave me a warrant for a squirrel and a raccoon.
The search warrant, said Longo, was in unlawful possession of wildlife. He says agents ransacked his property for 5 hours until they found Peanut and Fred the raccoon.
We complied. We weren't allowed to move. We were police escorted into the bathroom. Mind you, this is a search warrant for a squirrel and a raccoon. And I feel like this was a little bit of an overkill.
Longo says he was working on the necessary paperwork to be able to legally own Peanut as an educational animal.
You're not only hurting my family by taking Peanut away from me, but you're also hurting the organization that we started on the back of a rescue squirrel. We named this organization Peanut's Freedom Farm because he has been such a big portion of my life and so many people around the world. You know, we promoted the fact that squirrels are not good pets. They don't deserve to be inside, but there are rare occasions where you stumble on an animal that unfortunately can't survive in their normal habitat. That's the only reason why Peanut was ever a rescue animal.
So apparently, according to this story, this guy rescued animals, right? I thought animal people love that. And so I guess something wrong. Is something wrong with rescuing squirrels or something?
Well, so I heard a bit about this story, and I wondered, well, what's the
I'm not getting
details of the other side, but we just got a little tidbit there.
Oh.
That's my first hearing of it, where he said that he was working on the paperwork to legally own the squirrel. So it looks like he may have had the squirrel in some kind of gray area, and I heard that it was called in by somebody. Somebody complained about it.
Oh, and about him having a squirrel?
Exactly.
And you're not allowed to just go out in the woods, get yourself a squirrel, and keep it at the house?
I bet you it changes in different areas of the country, but there may be laws against that.
Well, here's more on Peanut rise to fame and a complaint leading to Peanut's euthanization. Watch this.
Longo says he rescued Peanut 7 years ago in New York City after the squirrel's mom was hit by a car. He says he rehabbed Peanut and tried to release him into his backyard. But Longo says Peanut never developed the instincts to survive outside. After Peanut was attacked by an animal and lost half his tail, Longo let Peanut live in his home.
And then he became best friends with my cat. So that's when we turned to social media. We put some funny and silly videos out there, and the internet loved him. He became the world's most famous squirrel.
Peanut racked up a combined 3 million followers on TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram. Longo says he believes Peanut's fame led to someone filing a complaint.
I'm no expert in anything involving politics or the state, but they sent 6 to 8 officers to my house from Albany to confiscate a squirrel and a raccoon, and it was signed off on a search warrant.
Wow.
So just that in its sense to say that is one of the most shocking things I could say, in my opinion, is we just used resources and spent an entire day sitting two people who run a nonprofit animal rescue and treat them like criminals.
Oh, so they can't send all those officers to arrest the people who are breaking in your homes, your cars, stealing your stuff. But they can send him for a squirrel and a raccoon, if it's true? What the? So I'm being told some animals are illegal to have as pets. I wonder why the squirrel is illegal. So this guy would have Peanut on his podcast, I guess. And now Peanut gone. May Peanut's soul rest in peace. Ain't no use in praying for Peanut anymore. He gone. What the? 888-7. What a mess, huh?
So according to California Public Health and Safety, you're not allowed to have squirrels because they carry diseases transmissible to humans, such as rabies and typhus. In case you were wondering.
I'm sorry, repeat that.
No, I was just looking it up that in California, for example, the public health and safety says you can't have squirrels because they carry diseases transmissible to humans, such as rabies and typhus.
Oh. That's amazing. So they look like they took Peanut's life. Why didn't they, if it's true, why didn't they just go there and tell the man, give me Peanut. We're not going to raise your house. We're not doing, we seen Peanut on your podcast. Give me Peanut. Instead of raiding the guy's house. What a mess. Let me go to Massachusetts and talk to James. James, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, James.
Yep, I'm just calling. I'll keep it short, not too long, because I just wanted to just say hopefully everything works out okay tomorrow. And I was calling to ask you, you know, your take on how you think it's going to come through, because I live in the most horrible liberal blue state of all, which is Massachusetts, which is terrible.
Did you vote already?
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
I did. I had to do the early because with all the stuff that's going on with the in other states and stuff like that, with illegal non-citizens getting their vote. I'm like, how they getting in there? What's going on? I hope that gets resolved.
And so who do you think going to win?
I believe 100% Trump is going to win, because all it takes is a mass majority of Trump supporters to get in there and make sure that vote gets in there, because you can't rig an election if it's too big. Like they say, if it's too big to rig.
How would you feel if Trump doesn't win? How would you feel about that? Will you get upset?
I wouldn't get upset. I would feel disgusted and I would feel robbed. But at the same time, I wouldn't go out there and start banging on some damn drums and doing some damn war dance. That's for sure.
Right on. Yeah, that's why I'm encouraging. Again, I know you asked me what do I think going to happen. I really don't know. I live life now on a wait and see. Have a wait and see, because we just don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
That's true, Jesse. And I also believe that I have the confidence in the American people, even though we got a lot of dummies out there. And I'm sorry to say that, because they are. Because every time you ask these people the same question that's voting for Kamala, can you name one accomplishment? They can't name it. They just want to do it because they just got the case of TDS, Trump deranged syndrome. So that's on them. But if she does happen to win, all I say to myself is this. You know what? You reap what you sow.
Yeah.
You reap what you sow.
Well, I've been hearing that even though the election is tomorrow, you might not even know who won until 7 days, 8 days from now. You won't know right away. So I just...
Oh, my Lord.
I remember the good old days when you knew before
you knew right away.
Before
you went to bed, yeah.
Yeah, and no later than as soon as you woke up, you would know who won. But we'll see. You know what?
We'll see.
Let's see what happened. And... I encourage the people to get out and vote, but don't overreact to whatever the outcome is.
Oh, definitely, man. I mean, I think the only people that's going to overreact if it happens to swing our way is the Democrats. That's what I think.
Well, we'll see. Amazing. Very interesting, James. Yeah. Thanks for your call.
Yes, sir, and you have a good one. The Great Black Hope. With the great white hope.
Amazing.
All right, Jesse.
Thank you, buddy.
Have a good one.
All right, you too now.
Bye.
Have a wait and see. Wait and see. Really. I want to encourage you all to practice wait and seeing about all things. Just wait and see. Do your best for now. Get out and vote, for example, or whatever it might be you're doing. And have a way to see, even when you get married. wait and see if it's going to last. Wait and see how long will it last. Don't set yourself up to be disappointed. Take no thoughts about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Super chat.
Super chats.
Good morning. Over on
good morning.
buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
What do you think about the squirrel situation? Hey?
I mean, they're violating code, I guess. I don't know.
This guy said that they raided his home for
yeah,
the
that's
squirrel.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Couldn't they fight crime.
Couldn't they just go over there, sir? I hear you got a squirrel. Let me see.
Uh-huh.
You're not supposed to have a squirrel if that's the case. And then taking the squirrel, went on.
Meddling neighbors, too. I don't know.
Amazing. Anyway.
10 coffees from Hannes.
Thank you.
Responding to last week's biblical question.
Oh, last week was, why don't you presume others innocent unless proven guilty?
Because if I did assume people's innocence, it would be inconsistent with the constant self-doubt and criticism towards myself, all of which is from the devil, both the accusing of others and the presuming of innocence of others. Both are judgment from the devil.
Absolutely. We responded to that yesterday at the fellowship. It was interesting. Check it out at rebuildingtheman.com/church. Thank you.
Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife, has a lot of tips. A lot of tips to clean up your liver. Stop eating all processed foods. Get hydrated. Eat smoothies and salads and fat. Replenish your body with vitamins, supplements, zinc. Heal your gut, probiotics, enzymes. And get your labs checked by a good functional doctor. Thank you, Julie. I made it a little bit more pithy, but thank you, Julie, in Connecticut.
Thank you, Julie. I appreciate that. I'm going to need a maid to do all that, though.
Indeed.
That kind of eating. But thank you, Julie. Amazing. I appreciate it.
Also on Buy Me a Coffee, Tony says, Basement Bob, he's a slob living in his mother's basement. He wants a house, even a car, but they gave it to his illegal replacement. What the? CCC777.
Thank you.
Ray Ray bought a coffee. Hey, Papa Jesse, I love watching your show every weekday at work. I've been thinking a lot about the silent prayer, and I found this in Romans 13. Clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and make no provision for indulging the flesh and its desires. Romans 13:14.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
He says, even the Bible itself tells you to stop thinking. All thoughts are all lies. The flesh being consumed with thoughts. The spirit is clothed with the Lord Jesus, clothed with the Lord Jesus and putting away evil. Romans 8:6.
Amazing.
Love you, Jesse, Joel, Hake, and Nick. Thank you, Ray Ray.
Thank you, Ray Ray. I appreciate it.
I had to trim that down to make it a little bit more pithy. Tony bought a coffee. Now, Hake, please take your time with this. Just a simple rhyme. President Trump did a dance. You know he made the people laugh. He said the people needed hope. Now they think that he is dope. Jesse said that he is true. I am going to vote for you. Let's not turn America blue. Peace out.
Amazing. Thank you. Vote, folks. Get out and vote. Amazing.
Over on X, a response to this week's assignment.
This week? Oh. Do you remember the assignment?
Yeah.
What was it?
Well, I'm looking right at it. Shaking your boots, shaking fear.
If you want 100% confident, shaking your boot. Shaking your boot. Shaking your fear. Really. You know how I tell you, go and forgive your mothers? And a lot of men and women are afraid to forgive their mothers. And Satan make up excuses. Oh, that was your mama. Your mama worked hard for you. Your mama brought you into this world. Your mama love you. Your mama this, your mama that, right? You got to hurt her feelings. She got to get mad or whatever. And so reality is you're afraid to go and forgive her, right? And then, but when you go and forgive her anyway, go and forgive. I'll read what Amit wrote about Peanut. Peanut will live on forever in our hearts. What the? But anyway, you go and forgive, you're shaking in your boot, you're nervous, right? Do it anyway and let yourself shake. So when you feel shy or embarrassed or don't want to speak in front of a crowd or one or two people or whatever, shake. So this week's assignment is to shake in your boots. Shake in the fear. Live with the fear. Shake in your fear. Isn't that an amazing assignment? Have you done it yet? Are you doing it?
No.
What a bait. Bam! Bam!
Alpha.
Anyway. And so that person responded to the assignment?
Yeah, Brad. Oh, my bad. Brad says, I can't shake in fear. I am God's soldier. Thanks, hands. 100. Celebration. Strong arm. I will control my anger and sinful nature in hopes of being permanently free from evil and emotional weakness.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Over on Rumble, Jen Mull says, living with an Asperger's spouse.
Asperger.
Is a challenge. Relying on a man who is with that is truly devastating. Once you see what's going on, the female partner literally becomes the male persona emotionally and bound is the one in charge, says Jen Mull.
What the? So everybody and their mama got Asperger.
Everybody and their husband.
Except for baby Jessica's daddy.
So she feels like she's the boss.
Yeah, I've seen so much Asperger in all my life. How do you spell it?
A-S-P-E-R-G-E-R apostrophe S?
Have you ever seen anything like this? Is this real or is it another illusion by the experts?
I don't know.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen.
I wish you well, Jen.
Yeah.
I really do.
Nazar.
Don't be angry at him, though. I know it must be difficult for you to live your husband that way, and you need your husband. So don't be angry, all right?
Yeah, don't look down on him.
Right. Don't judge him. Don't look down on him. But work on you. You stay present. Stay in the light, and you'll be fine, really. But you got to stay away from the frustration. Amazing, if you're having it. Thank you.
Nazar, a very generous Cash App for church.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Piotr, 5 coffees. Thank you, Jesse and team, for the best fellowship this side of heaven. Amazing.
Nice. Thumbs up. Thank you.
Soul Conscious, 3 coffees. Jesse, amazing Sunday's church. And this week's assignment might be the greatest of all.
I know. I can't wait until Sunday come again so I can hear, first of all, how many people did the assignment and what did they learn from it. If you do this assignment, you're going to discover something you don't even know exists. Really. You don't know that it exists. Amazing. Thank you.
Popcorn's Thump Keg. Jesse, during your Fallen State interview with Royce White, premiered on Friday, you talk about doubting thoughts. You said, God said, bring every thought into captivity except for practical thoughts, what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat, etc. All thoughts are evil. They're deceiving. Quick question. It was Paul who said that about thoughts. Did you know that? Why did you say God said it? Where did you get the concept of practical thoughts from? What the? Like Royce said, you can't pick and choose practical versus non-practical.
Amazing.
Says Popcorn's Thump Cake.
Thank you for the correct. You're right. Paul said he mentioned his thoughts out. He couldn't. Like something else is controlling him as well. But, okay, thank you.
Thank you, Popcorn's Thump Keg.
Yeah.
Lin Yen Chin. Oh, and about practical thoughts, where did you get that from?
From God. God, what you don't know yet is that God give you the practical thoughts so that you can function on this earth, right? So you can get the thought of getting a job is from God. The thought of, you know, get yourself a place to live. Those are not even your thoughts, right? They're from God. And those are the practical thoughts that we use to function on earth, but we don't live by them. We just do what we need to do in a physical way. Once you get the house, you don't think about getting the house anymore, right? That's what I mean by practical. All thoughts are from God in the right way, but not those thoughts that identify you. Amazing. Thank you.
Lin Yuan Chin says, tell Jesse, I say, of myself, I can do nothing. That's why the devil be helping me out. He nice, at least nicer than Opa or the Pope. He told Harpo to be Opa. It's hard to read.
You told Harpo to beat me. All my life, I've been beat by men, my daddy, my uncle, my brothers. I ain't going to take it no more. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Lin Yuan Chin. Games for Rec, is giving someone a gift beta?
If you don't get a thrill from it, then no, it's not a beta. But if you get a thrill from giving, it's a beta. Thank you.
Thank you, Games for
That's
Rec.
That's an interesting question.
That's over on D-Live.
D-Live. Check out D-Live.
Three coffees from someone. Why is there so much outer space in the universe? Is the kingdom within just as vast?
It's vaster than that. It's amazing, too, that inside of us, there is real reality. It's not outside. It's inside. And that there's no limit to it. And it's done. It's completed. It's finished. And it's all life. And yet most people won't find it. Most people won't find it. Most people, even when they start this journey, they will not endure to the end. They give up along the way. I'm tired. It's boring. It's too hard. What will I be? How long will this take? And they give up. And they go back to hell, and it's worse than what they left. But yeah, there's no end to it. Amazing. Thank you.
JC bought a coffee. Hey, Joel Thursday and JLP are the dream team. Better than not all, but most. What the? Thank you, JC.
How about the Anchor Baby?
No mention of the Anchor Baby.
What the? Now he feel left out.
Hopefully.
Amazing. Look at hands on his forehead.
He's on another level.
Thank you, JC.
Cesar.
JC or JC?
JC.
Thank you, JC.
Cesar. 14 coffees.
Thank you.
Good morning, JLP and team. Thanks for yesterday's service. I will be shaking in my boots this week.
Right on. Really? I can't even. There's no word to express what's going to happen if you're shaking your boots this week. And reach out for nothing or no one. Just shake. Rally and roll. Amazing. Thank you.
Jamil bought a coffee. Seems like a lot of people that hated Trump in 2020 are voting for him this time. Even Arabs and Jews have united in supporting him. It's no longer controversial to support Trump. What do you think about it, Jesse?
It's no longer. People have pain these last 4 years. It's just been pain for everybody. And the government refused to bring help to the American people. So I'm not surprised. I really am not. So we'll see what happened, though. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sounds good.
Let me take a
quick
break.
We'll finish the rest later.
Yeah, we'll finish. Let me take a quick break. When I come back, your phone calls. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. You have heard me talk about Gold Co., right? Well, most of you that know me, if you know me for a minute, you know that I believe in saving. I believe in that you should own your own home or at least a piece of property somewhere. And I believe that you should invest in gold. And I know I talk about gold now, but I've always, for a long time, not always, but I have been investing in gold for a while. All right, so I want to encourage you to get busy and take care of yourself. Invest in gold. And especially with the younger people, you might not know that Gold Co. has always been a safe haven because it's something real to invest in. You know, like you hear that, oh, the dollar bill is not going to be worth a dollar after a while. But you can rely on gold. Not only can you rely on God, you can rely on gold. And so I want you to check out Gold Co. at my special. We have a special promo for my listeners. All right? And some of you are doing it. I mentioned that the other day, and I hear from you, and you're glad you did it. So for qualified account receiving, qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match right away. If you qualify, you will get 10% instant match and a bonus silver. And bonus silver. So I recommend you go over to Gold Co. and learn more about them, right? Go to jessielovesgold.com. jessielovesgold.com. Or call 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. And thank you for letting me know how you feel about it. I do appreciate it. Check out Gold Co. Welcome back. Let me take some calls. 888-77-JESSE. I want to go to Craig out of Texas. Craig, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you, buddy?
All is well, Craig.
I just wanted to call because I lived through the Minneapolis riots, and I watched with my own eyes pretty much buildings burn during the George Floyd riots, and my friends are leaving Minneapolis right now because I live in Texas. I moved out of Minneapolis because I couldn't agree with what was going on, and going through the riots was probably one of the most horrendous moments in my life. And my friends are leaving Minneapolis right now because they're afraid of what's going to happen. And the thing is, like 2 points I just want to make with you is that one is that there are businesses in Minneapolis right now boarding up because they're afraid that if Trump wins tomorrow, that there's going to be mass rioting. And the thing is, like, I believe them. I believe them with all my heart is that these people will riot and start burning down buildings because they think that they're being oppressed and that they, you know, it's the end of democracy and that we just elected Hitler. And then two,
if that should happen, Craig, that would be unfortunate. I remember when I first started voting at the age of 18, I think. People, we just went and voted and we watched it on TV to see the outcome. There was no rioting. There was no even talk about it or thinking about it. They did the voting. They read the counts, and they told who won, and we moved on. It's unfortunate that we have gotten to a point that this country is so angry and emotional that you're going to riot over a vote. It just doesn't make sense, man.
I mean, the thing is, like, you can see what's happened in Washington, D.C., in Chicago, and in Minneapolis, is that they're putting plywood up, they're boarding up the businesses. And the thing is, like, what I don't understand about this, you know, they're all betas, but, you know, the thing is, I live in McAllen, Texas. I live on the border of Texas. Jesse, if you would see what I saw over the last 3 years of, and don't believe the media, they're not Hispanic, okay? They're not coming, the Hispanics aren't crossing the border. They aren't Central Americans. We have a Haitian problem right now in McAllen. We have a Chinese problem in McAllen, yeah. Okay?
They're coming from everywhere.
They're coming from everywhere.
So let me ask you this.
The border is wide open.
Yeah. Let me ask. You move from one place to Texas looking for a better life. And now Texas is turning blue. How do you feel about that?
Texas ain't turning blue.
You don't think so?
Don't fall for the propaganda.
So when Ted Cruz say that there's a possibility that the Democrat may take his spot, and a lot of Democrats are moving into Texas. He's lying about that.
Oh no, that part is true. That part is true. Is that the area, like during COVID, there were so, Jesse, let me tell you a quick story.
Hold on. Tell me why you don't believe Texas turning blue when so many other people are saying that it is. Why you don't think it is turning blue?
Oh, because when people move here from California, Washington, and Oregon, you know, they try to bring their liberal viewpoints. But once they start realizing, like, how good Texas is, they change their mind. And the thing is, like, Ted Cruz says that because he's not raising enough money as what Colin is doing. And so the thing is, Ted Cruz gets on Fox News and he starts crying about how the Democrats going to take his seat. I spend a lot of time with Hispanics down here, okay? Hispanics are the greatest people on planet Earth, I think. And every single one of them says that they are tired of liberals talking down to them. They're tired of immigration. They're tired of these Hispanics coming, these other Hispanics and Haitians and Chinese coming across the border and taking the jobs away. And that the thing is, like, I don't believe that. I think the Hispanic population of Texas is going to vote deep, heavy red because they don't want their kids to learn about transgender stuff. They don't want their kids to learn about how, like, a man can give birth.
Why do you think they're the best people on this side of the planet?
Because they are the heart. They, like, you know, I like being white, but the thing is, like, Hispanics are the hardest working people. And they all they want to do is build a life here, and they're tired of liberals talking down to them, like, you know, oh, if it wasn't for the white liberal, you wouldn't be here. If the Hispanics in Texas have built so much, and the thing is, they like white people too. FYI,
are you married to a Hispanic?
No, I'm not.
Oh,
well, all my neighbors, but I, you know, listen, I'm the minority here. You know,
right.
Whitey,
right?
In the middle of, and all my neighbors are Hispanic. They are the nicest people in the world. And the thing is like every single one of them. If you saw my neighborhood right now, it's 90% Hispanic, 10% white. That's me. All of them have Trump signs in their yard.
Nice. What the Pew? Excuse me. There's a Pew research that shows over 60% of Hispanics are Catholics. And the Catholics are voting for Kamala Harris. What do you say to that?
I don't believe that.
I don't believe that either.
The Hispanics and the Catholic Church, the Catholics down here are hardcore conservative Republican. They hate abortion. if you would see the abortion rallies that happen down here,
right?
You know, the pro-life rallies, they're massive. Hispanics hate abortion. They hate abortion with a passion. They want everybody to have kids down here.
Amazing. You know, and, well, we'll see what happened, man.
Jesse, I got to tell you this right now. I listen to you religiously every day, and I got to tell you, you changed my life.
Well, stay with it. Stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. It really does.
Amazing.
Amazing. You stay with it, man. I'm telling you. No, I don't care who turned away from the journey, the path, you stay on it. And you haven't seen anything, Craig.
Thank you, Jesse. All Thank right. you for everything you do.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. All right, folks, stay calm. We will see what happens. Let me go to Robert out of New Mexico. Robert, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's up, the great black guru?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I don't know if you remember last week I called. We were talking about the squirrels, and you asked how it was, and I told you it tasted like chicken.
Oh, kind of, yeah.
Yeah, you were saying how when you were younger, you shot birds and squirrels and stuff.
Yes.
And, yeah, there's a little 9-year-old girl in my town about 10 years ago that was on Oprah that ended up dying from picking up a dead squirrel because she got the black plague.
I hear that they carry diseases like that. So is it illegal to have a squirrel in your home?
Well, I shoot everyone I see because they enter my man cave and get all these turds everywhere up in the ceiling. So I shot one this week because they're almost gone. I probably shot 30 this summer.
Is it illegal to have them in your home as a pet?
I don't know. I've never checked that law. I don't know why anybody would if they carry these diseases, you know?
Yeah. This is my, as far as I remember, this is my first time I ever heard of someone having a squirrel in the home as a pet. But I don't know if I thought of that because of diseases, but I just figured that, I don't know, I just never heard of anyone having a squirrel as a pet. What the?
Yeah, I've heard that sometimes people have those flying squirrels as pets, so they make good actual pets.
Oh, okay.
But they're not from here.
Did you vote already, Robert?
What's that?
Did you vote already?
Oh, there's no point in voting out here. It's a blue state. You can kill your baby the day of birth where I'm at. So
you're not going to vote?
Well, what's the point? So you're going to be blacklisted and put out like the January 6th protesters?
So you're not going to vote?
No, I mean, I support Trump, but like I said, there's no point in voting.
Wow.
In this state.
Have you ever voted before?
No. The first time I was 18 when Gore and Bush were running. And I was in college, and I ended up not registering in time, and I saw all that mess, how Gore actually won, and they stole it in Florida. So I just don't believe we're a constitutional republic, not a democracy.
And so you're not voting, so you can't complain about anything then, huh?
Oh, I mean, complainers receive instructions, Jesse. I'm not complaining about anything.
Amazing.
I'm ready for it.
All right. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. 888-7753-773. I think it's interesting when people don't vote. I don't know what I think about it other than interesting. Thank you, Robert. Let me go quickly to first-time caller out of Kansas, Ramsey. Ramsey, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you so much. I love you.
Thank you.
Hey, Jesse. I've, seen these YouTube clips of you, like shorts and stuff, where you ask people this question about if being gay is normal.
Right.
Yeah? Yeah, so I'm interested in what the relationship between normalcy and morality is. So either they're going to say yes or they're going to say no. But I want to know how the conversation unfolds after that. So if you say being gay is normal, what effect does that have on morality? And if you say being gay is not normal, what effect does that have on morality?
I want to
know if something is right or wrong, not if it's normal or not normal.
Right. When I think of – that's a good question. When I think of normal, all human beings are born into an abnormal situation. For example, it's abnormal to be angry. It's abnormal to blame. It's abnormal to worry or to have suicidal thoughts or to be depressed or to worry. All those things or to be a murderer, a rapist, or whatever, right? Or as you mentioned, gay. It's abnormal to be that way. And there is a normal way to live, but you got to overcome that. And I hear the world calling abnormal normal. And as far as morality, no such thing.
So I feel like I disagree a little bit.
Okay.
Because I think the words you're looking for are like healthy. Like you might say, is it healthy to be angry? Is it healthy to blame all the time? Is it healthy to have suicidal thoughts? But for normal, I think the word normal refers to how commonplace something is in the population. So if people are angry all the time, we would say that's normal, but it's not a good thing. It's just prevalent. It's just around.
So would you say that being angry, if I'm hearing you correctly, I'm black and slow, so I apologize. Are you saying that being angry is normal or abnormal?
I think it's normal because we live in a sick society, so people are angry all the time.
And so what's normal about a sick society being angry? If it wasn't angry, it would be sick.
Of course, right.
And so what's normal about being angry?
The only thing that's normal about it is if you walk to the left, you'll find an angry person. If you walk to the right, you'll find an angry person. That's what makes it normal, is that it's around.
But that doesn't make it normal. It's still an abnormal state of being. And to call it normal would be calling it good. You would think of it as okay, because most people think that anger is good. They think they need anger. They think that, and they say, well, everybody's angry, right? No. And so they think of it as being normal, so they accept it as a normal thing when it's an abnormal state of being.
I think there's another word that you're looking for. It's called normative, where we want to prescribe to people a way of living. So we'll say being patient and being kind is normative. It's not normal because it's not prevalent, but it's normative because that's what we want to become normal. We want that to become commonplace. I have one last question. I'm a computer programmer. Would you say that computer programming is normal? And I think it's not. I think it's like a specialized activity. But just because I do things that aren't normal, like maybe people climb mountains and that's not normal, but it doesn't mean it's immoral.
But I would think of you being, if you told me you were a computer programmer, you're just telling me that's your job. I wouldn't think of it as normal or abnormal. I just think of it as a job, a way for you to earn a living. I wouldn't call that normal or abnormal.
Why don't you hear gay people have a relationship or a marriage and just say, oh, it's a relationship. It's normal. People have relationships all the time.
But still, that doesn't make normal, because if you notice that in men and women relationship, they are not normal. They fight. Because they're angry, they try to get something from one another that they don't know how, which is love. There is nothing normal about a man and woman relationship either, because the anger, the situation is abnormal. Do you have anger?
I don't think that we agree on how to use the word normal, but I do think we agree that all of our decisions should be guided by love.
Yes. Absolutely.
Right.
But then love is not an emotion. And it's not from you or of you. It comes from the Creator. You agree to that?
It could be both. It could be many things, right?
No, it can only be one. Human beings don't have love, period. That's why they're so cruel to one another and so evil. They have no love. And they only have the nature of evil, so they're evil. But the nature of God is love, and only love can come from God.
We should make love normal again.
That's right. I agree.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Amazing. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Nate out of L.A. Nate, there's a line open. Female Monday. Nate, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Peterson.
Hey, Nate.
All right. I got a question. My question is in regards to I'm currently catching a bus right now in L.A. And the Metro bus, they don't enforce for riders to pay the fare. Like ever since COVID, it's been like really relaxed.
So people can ride free?
We're not supposed to, but yeah. I don't know if they're trying to like do the honor system or something, but nonetheless, you get certain drivers. Like, you know, like people just walk on a bus, like they don't pay at all. Like mostly like in the hood, like where I live, South Central.
Wow.
Everybody, blacks, Mexicans, whites.
And the driver just let it happen?
I mean, I don't know if you watch the news, but a lot of the drivers, you know, they've been getting assaulted lately.
Yeah, I've seen that, a lot of that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, you do have certain drivers that will like say something, mm-hmm. but it's like, what can you do or what can they do?
Right.
You know,
right. Yeah,
it's nothing that, you know, and a lot of them, especially the females, you know, you can tell, like, you can look at them like they're very like they're scared. Cause, you know, it's a lot of weirdos, man. It's a lot of crazy people on the bus, man. It's a mess. Like, it's really like living hell, man. Like people talking to themselves, homeless people, you know, it's really gross.
Yeah, but, I've been seeing that. I have been seeing that on the local news, and I hear some. I have family members over in South Central, and they tell me about how bad it is over there now.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible, sir. I really feel bad. Like I used to like not really care.
Right.
But like I really do feel bad for the drivers, man. Like they really go through a lot.
Can you hold for me, Nate?
Yeah.
Hold on, buddy. Let me take a quick break. 888-7753-773. One more hour to go. Hate coming in with the hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. The women are out of control, even in Iran. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday. Shout out to the ladies. November 4th, AD 2024. First Thursday of the month is coming right up, guys. That's Men's Forum for the Guys Only, 7 p.m. at Bond and Los Angeles. That's this Thursday, November 7th, 2024, AD. Rebuildingtheman.com/events. There is one line open, guys and gals, ladies. You can call in to get on hold to get on air with JLP after he wraps up with the other callers, or particularly Nate, who's on the line here. But first, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, speaks on Iran. A female student, this is gross, kids, cover your ears, stripped down to her underwear outside her university in Iran over the weekend in what some student and rights groups, so-called, say was a protest against the country's strict Islamic dress code. Go somewhere else then. A video circulating on social media and shared by the so-called rights group, Amnesty International, far-left extremists, off-the-deep-end liberals, communists, basically. They hate Trump. It shows the woman sitting outside the university in her underwear and with her hair uncovered. Disgusting. Makes me want to spit. Another video shows her walking down a road, still undressed, before a group of men surround her, bundle her into a car, and drive away. Right on, men. Iranian women can be subjected to harsh punishment even for minor infractions. Protests erupted across Iran, or Iran, against the dress code following the death of Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old woman who died in the custody of so-called morality police after being arrested for allegedly not wearing her headscarf properly. What a mess, huh? And Spain floods. Angry residents booed and threw eggs at Spain's King Felipe and Queen Leticia on Sunday after they visited the Valencia region. What a mess. Where more than 200 people have died in devastating floods. They want to blame the king and queen? Give me a break. The king faced chance of murderer as he visited the hard-hit Paiporta, just outside of Valencia City, along with Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, and Regional Governor Carlos Mazón, where locals accuse authorities of lax response to the disaster. At least 214 people now confirmed dead with the floods, and the toll may climb higher. Among the latest victims was a 70-year-old woman whose body was found more than 7 miles from her house. What a mess, huh? And a little update, rest in peace to musical legend Quincy Jones, composer and producer who added his tasteful polish, they say, to recordings from everyone from Ray Charles to Frank Sinatra to Michael Jackson. He has died at the tender age of 91 years old, gone too soon. A renowned jazz and pop musician. Quincy Jones was also a prolific arranger, conductor, record label executive, and unfortunately, so-called civil rights advocate. Nobody's perfect, I guess. He was black. Cut him some slack. He didn't know better. What a mess, huh? And a little controversy happening with Hugh Hewitt, a guy who was a supposedly conservative radio host. He resigned from his contributing columnist role at the far-left extremist anti-Trump Washington Compost on Friday. He stormed off the newspaper's live show. Did you know the Washington Compost had a live show? I didn't. Over a disagreement with his colleagues. I will not come back, Jonathan. How's that? I'm done. What a mess. So we wish him well, and we wish the Washington Compost well, don't we? We should. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 3.
Stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77 Jesse. My brand new biblical question, and it's a doozy. Do you understand yourself? Do you understand yourself? This is a doozy question. Really. Do you understand yourself? If you're busy and out and about anywhere in the world, you can still listen to the show live. If you're on a bus, and everybody jumping on the bus, homeless people, potheads, and everything. And you want to listen to the show because the bus is being robbed and the drivers are being beat up. You still could be listening to the show. On your iPhone, iPad, just don't let the people on the bus see your plane, your phone, keep it in your pocket. And by calling 605-615-4131 on your iPhone or iPad, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday, and we take all call but ladies' calls first on Mondays, because Mondays is and will always be Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been
deep
lied to for so
my
long.
Soul, I want to be home. Deep in my soul, I want to be home someday. Someday I shall be home. Someday I shall be home. Amazing. Let me go quickly back to Nate. I had to put Nate on hold because of time there. And Nate is riding the bus. And he's feeling. Nate, you say you feel bad for the drivers now? Hey, Nate.
You hear me?
Yeah.
You hear me?
I hear you now. You say you feel bad for the bus drivers?
Yeah, I feel bad for them, but I mean, that's not necessarily why I was calling, but yeah, because they, you know, they do, they see a lot, man. It's really, it's terrible, like what the government, you know, is doing, I guess. I don't know what Karen Bass is doing with the homeless problem and the people, like, because they're really suffering from like mental illness and like the homeless people that come on board, and it's just a mess. But I'm actually a part of that mess. Let me explain. So with the fair thing, like they just let anybody on,
right?
And so like I'm one of those people that like take advantage of that.
Oh, you get on the bus free because everybody else doing it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because everybody else doing it.
What the?
And so so it's more to it than that. Like,
okay.
I'm going through a lot, like financially, but I'm good. Like, it's nothing like to stress or, you know, complain about.
Right.
But like, I don't have money for the bus sometimes. And so like when I do get on the bus and I do have the money and I see how people are just abusing it and everybody's get on, they used to ask, you know, we used to ask like, hey, can I get a ride? You know, but now people just literally just get on and they just, you know, it's like it's normal. And so like I just get on too. And it's like, why do I need to pay if I see everybody else just abusing it? And, you know, that's just how I feel. But I know that it's wrong. I know that I should be paying, but it's like, hey, why not?
And so go ahead.
Yeah, you go ahead.
And so when you join it, so you're saying to yourself, well, this is okay to do it because everybody else is doing it?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, like I said, like I don't really have the money.
Why don't you get a job?
I do. But
you have a job?
I mean, yeah, I have a job. I've been doing this for years, Jay-Z. I feel bad, but it's like, if they not tripping, like, shoot, why not?
So you get on the bus and don't pay because everybody else getting on the bus. Everybody exactly. Get on the bus and don't pay, or just some people, most people get on and don't pay?
Jesse, well, I live in the hood, Jesse. So, like, I'm going to say, like, in the I don't know the word. I'm black, so like you. But, like, in, like, a certain radius, yes, literally nobody, like, you know, you get a few people, but, like, in a certain radius, like, where I live at.
Right.
Yeah, like I would say, like, 90% of people don't pay where I live at. But, of course, you know, like, you go out, you know, you go to the good areas. You know, you get out of South Central, you know, you will have some people pay, right? I'm only talking about the Metro. I'm not talking about, like, the Gardena bus, Culver City bus.
Right.
You know, Torrance, but I'm not talking about those. But, like, they're, like, way stricter. But, like, the L.A. Metro, like, it's just like a free-for-all. So.
They'll give it up, huh?
They pretty much have.
You have a job. why don't you... I mean, why are you using that as an excuse not to pay since you have a job?
I really can't give you an answer to that, Jesse. Like, I mean, like, I'm not saying I'm bald. Like, you know, I still am struggling, but it's like, man, like I'll be down to like my last like $20, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'll just see everybody get on the bus, and they're just like, well, damn, this is my last dub. Like, I got to, you know, make this stretch for the next week. And I'm like, well, you know, everybody else getting on, why not? But, you know, I do feel bad. Like I say, I'm not, like, just going. You know, that's why I'm calling you, because, you know, I don't know. Like,
why you feel bad and doing it, and you're doing it because everyone else is doing it, and you have a job and you have a little money, why do you feel bad about it?
I feel bad because I know it's wrong. You know, I know it's wrong.
So then why not pay then, since you know better, you know it's wrong? Why don't you pay in spite of how someone else worked? Maybe you becoming it, maybe somebody else will see you paying and be like, you know what, I'm wrong and I shouldn't do this. And you'll be that example.
Ain't nobody going to do that, Jesse.
But you don't know that.
They go, you know, when I'm paid, they be looking at me like I'm a sucker, like you a fool. What you doing?
That what they say to you?
No. That's what I think they would say. But nah, I understand what you're saying, though. Like, I do. I just...
So, I don't know what to say. And so why are you feeling bad when you know you're doing wrong and you want to do wrong? Why are you feeling bad about doing wrong?
I feel bad because, like, I am in my fallen state, right?
Right.
And it's not much that's keep... Well, you know, I got... You know, we all got our issue, but it's not much that's keeping me here. But it's like, I know, like, that's one thing that, like, okay, man, if I started, like, you know, maybe paying, that's one less thing that I would, like, stress out or worry about. And I could, you know, focus on the other issues and problems I have in my life. But
if you took a Cover City bus or another bus other than that one, you would pay, right?
Yeah. I had no other choice but to.
That's amazing. And if everybody over in South Central go to hell, do you want to go to hell too?
Nah, I don't want to do that.
Why aren't you working on you to overcome your fallen state instead of doing what everybody else does? Because most people love their misery, right? They love their pain. They love bringing trouble to the bus company. They love what they're doing. Why do you love your pain so much that you're doing what others are doing?
I just feel like, one, I don't know, maybe eventually something's going to, like, turn around with the Metro, and maybe they'll start enforcing it. And I'm just like, okay, well, let me just, you know, milk it until they figure out something. So that's one of the reasons why I'm doing it. The second reason, I mean, well, I can't think of another reason other than that.
If you own the bus company, you are the owner of it. Would you want someone doing that to your company?
Nah, I wouldn't. But I mean, you know, that's they're getting money. They're getting paid either way. You know, they get paid through the taxes and, you know, all the different measures and all the stuff, you know, we vote for. So it's like, I mean, if they not tripping, why should I trip? You feel me? Like,
I understand. But if you own the company and you made money other ways too, you got money through taxes or whatever, Carabac gave you some money and all that, would you want other people to do that to your company?
No, not at all.
What the bus?
But I'm going to have something for them, though. If they do that, then, you know.
Why wouldn't you want them to do it to your company? If everybody were getting on the bus free in that area, why wouldn't you want that to happen to you since you're doing it to these people?
I mean, I feel like it's a loophole, I guess. You know, I mean, I can't really answer that question. Like, I
don't know why.
What
am I saying?
No, I understand. Like, you know, because one day I do want to, you know, be a business owner.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, that's another question. Like, I don't know if you believe in, like, the theory of karma, if that is a theory. But, like, I don't know. Like, that's why I feel bad, too. It's like, man, what if I do own a business one day and then, you know, karma will come back at me for doing this?
Well, you're already getting back karma, if there is such a thing, because what you're doing to others right now, you're doing it to you. You're not really doing it to them. You're doing it to you. And you don't realize you're doing it to yourself. Whereas if you stayed in the light and work on you, you'll do differently and you will get different outcomes for yourself because you'll be doing it to yourself. For example, if you paid the fare, no matter what someone else did, but you paid the fare, you'll be doing that to yourself, and that's what you'll get back. But if you don't, you're going to get back what you put it out of yourself. You're going to get it back into you.
Okay. All right.
You're not you're hurting the bus company by not paying because they got to come up with the money some kind of way, but you're really setting your own self up because this is your life and this is your world. And this is how you're living in your world. So you bring on your own destruction.
Okay. All right.
What do you think about that?
I agree. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Yeah. I don't want to make no excuse. I don't want to have like a rebuttal for you, because in short, like I said, you're 100% correct, because I feel like I shouldn't be doing it, and I know I shouldn't be doing it. So that's what you're saying is correct. You know, I don't know. It's just.
I promise you that if you, as we all have to do, overcome this fallen state, right? And you can overcome it. If you work on you, no matter what other people did in their world, because those people that are getting on that bus and taking advantage and thinking they're getting away with something, they're destroying themselves. They're hurting themselves. They're keeping themselves in hell, right? But if you were to work on yourself, I promise you everything would just work out for you. You'll find yourself a better job, you can start your own business, you have your own home, but most of all, you will have a peaceful life. You will have an amazing life. But if you don't do better in your own world, you're going to only keep hell in your world.
Okay.
And if Satan is telling you, well, look around you, everybody else is getting on the bus free, and the drivers don't say anything, you might as well do it too. You know what I mean? Yeah. Those are not even your own thoughts.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. That's what I want to hear, I guess. You know, I just.
You got to work on your world, Nate. You got to work on you and forget about other people. You can't help anyone. You can't do anything for anyone else. But you can work on you and let other people live the way they want to live. If those people want to live that way, let them live that way. They're not getting away with anything. It seems as though they are, but they're not. But you work on your world so you can live in you can have an amazing world right here on Earth. But you got to work on you and keep your eyes on you, and don't compare yourself to others, and don't try to be like others. Just work on you. And the Father will bring you out of the darkness into the light. He really will.
All right. Yeah. All right. I could do that. That's not a problem.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
No.
And why aren't you doing that?
I'm lazy.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, so you just love your misery still, right?
Nah. I wouldn't say. I've been on my journey for a while now, and, right. I've come a long way. And like at first, like I said, mentioned before, I've been doing this. Well, you know, I'm just leaving it at that. Like I've come a long way,
right.
And I am getting better. It's taking it's taking longer, and I know that if I did the solid prayer, it would be more, you know, of a quick. I would get to where I want to go quicker. But yeah, you know.
Well, here's what I recommend for you. Stop listening to the imagination, because evil doesn't want you to, evil doesn't want to lose you. It lives in human beings' body by way of their thoughts and emotions, and it has to live in your body, otherwise it can't exist. And so it doesn't want to depart from you. I would encourage you to just stop listening to it. And do what's in front of you. Do what's in front of you to do, because you'll see the right thing to do without even thinking about it. But you got to stop listening to the lies of the thoughts.
All right. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And don't give up. And don't judge yourself on what has happened. Right now is a brand new now. So start right now doing the right thing, working on you.
All right. Can I start paying to get my next check though?
Yeah. What the?
All right, cool. Well, the next check for sure. I'll get a bus pass and everything.
Right on. Yeah, get a pass, and no matter if the whole everybody got on the bus free, don't you do it. You do the right thing.
All right. For sure.
All right, buddy.
All right. Oh, I got one more. I wanted to chime in on that that story that you had this morning in Crenshaw District.
Oh, yeah, with the woman saying that somebody graffitied her home and cars?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so just a quick, I don't know if you, frequent that area, the Crenshaw District View Park. But
I used to a lot, but not as much now because the crime is so bad over there.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I don't want to. I go over there, kind of often.
And you'd be surprised. It's a lot of whiteys over there. Like,
oh, yeah?
They're gentrifying that whole area, that whole Crenshaw district. Like, it's a lot of white people over there. So, but I'm like, I agree with you. I don't think it was a white person that did it, or, you know,
right,
Hispanic. But yeah, you'd be surprised. You know, go over there sometime. You know, you see white people walking around barefoot with their kids and everything. It's crazy.
Really?
yeah, that Crenshaw district. Yeah, cause, you know, they got the train metro running
yeah,
up and down Crenshaw. So
yeah,
so yeah, it's a
one thing about yeah, white people. They ain't afraid to live in the hood.
Yeah, not at all. You know, black people. You know, they ain't gonna say nothing to them. We ain't gonna do nothing to them.
Amazing. All right.
Yeah, that was it.
All right, buddy. Good to hear from you, Nate.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Likewise.
All right, buddy.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too now. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Texas and talk to first-time caller Bernetta. Bernetta, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Well, thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
I'm a little nervous. I'm a new subscriber.
Relax. Catch your breath.
Is this good? I have it on speaker now, but I know he said to take it off speaker. Is it okay on speaker? Or?
Can you take it off speaker?
Okay. Yes. Okay, it's off speaker.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you said that it was the woman's phone.
Come back to your phone.
I am on the phone.
Speak right into it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. You said it was the woman's fault when she. I'm sorry. My cat.
As long as it's not a squirrel.
No, I work from home, and she's always underneath my work chair.
Okay.
Backed over her tail a little. Sorry, Roro. Okay. You said it was the woman's fault that she attracts abusive men.
Yes.
Okay, I disagree in a sense that I don't know why I attract abusive men. Either they're physically abusive or they turn verbally abusive. But
right,
I learned as a child from all the whoopings. Like, I was raised in a two-parent household, but my father, he worked, but he had lost one of his arms in a work-related injury, but he still worked. And my mom was a stay-at-home mom, but she wasn't really a mom because she was an alcoholic, and she had paranoid schizophrenia, so she had mental issues too. So we didn't eat until he came home from work. So he worked Monday through Friday with his one arm. So I commend him for being in the household, and none of us three kids was his. So I'm not sure why he stayed in the household. But even though he supported the family financially, in a sense, he was abusive too. Like, if my mom said we did something, he would automatically beat us. We got beat with switches, and when he would beat me with a belt, he would put me between his ankles and, you know, beat the shit out of me. And the more I hollered, he would beat more. So I think I learned as a child to accept abuse, to be quiet and just accept it. And now I feel like I attract men who need help. I try to help them into learning to love me and building their credit up and all that kind of stuff. And I just recently broke up with someone because he put me in a lot of credit card debt. When I met him, I just got out of an abusive relationship, and I told him I wasn't interested in being in a relationship. But the abuser saw us, and I'm 47, and my boyfriend's 50, my current boyfriend or ex-boyfriend's 50. The other guy, the abuser, was like 56. He saw me and the new guy at the park, even though we weren't together at that time. And he had been harassing me through phone calls and emails most of that week because I told him, you know, I don't want to be with you anymore. And anyways, later on that night, he came and bricked up my home. He bricked up two back windows. And so the guy who I was just talking to, I asked him if he could stay the night with me because I was scared because all of my kids are grown. I have five kids, and all five of them are for different men. Because I kept looking for someone to, I guess, help heal me from the abuse of my childhood. So now I'm wondering, how come, you know, and I'm not a bad-looking woman. And I'm 5'9". I can, you know, I'm 220, but, you know, I'm holding it well.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm a homeowner. You know, I got a very good credit score. I have two cars. It's just me and the cats here in Texas. So I'm trying to figure out, how do I heal so I can stop attracting men who need healing or help in some way? And even when I help them, they always, like I said, with this current boyfriend, he moved in because of I was scared with the other guy breaking on my house and stuff, because we all live here in Texas in the same city. So that's how that relationship sped up, out of fear, of me being alone. I got the ADT system and all that stuff like that. But because of my abusive history, when I did fight back, I have a felony charge from 1996, so I can't own a gun. So it was just me and the cats, and so he moved in to protect me from the other abuser, and he wanted to just remodel the house. So I went to, like, $40,000 worth of credit card debt. He told me he was a businessman and all that stuff. And so after 36 days passed by with the new balances, I was like, well, when are you going to pay this off? He was like, oh, well, they gave you a five-year interest-free payment plan on that. I'm not going to pay that off right away. I didn't want all that debt hanging over my head, and I didn't want to be financially tied to him, because before him, I could work my 40 hours and then have my weekends free. And with all that debt, I felt tied to him financially because I couldn't handle all that debt by myself. So I've been working overtime since March of last year, six days a week. I've been right here at this desk, gaining weight because I don't have time to exercise or anything. Because I was like 175 when we met, and like I said, I'm like 220, 222 now. Anyways, I'm finally down to two credit cards. I moved on to interest-free credit cards, Wells Fargo and Citibank. So now I told him, I broke up with him. I tied up all his stuff. I even encouraged him to get his own place because he didn't even have his own place. So I don't know why I get into relationships and the relationship is going good in my head, but in reality it's not. So now I'm like almost at this point where I don't want to date anymore out of fear of repetition. So what is it about me that's attracting these fix them up type of men?
You love your misery. You love the pain. What? You love the pain.
No, I hear you, but I don't feel like I love it. It
but
hurts.
You do.
I mean,
you absolutely love it. If you didn't love it, you wouldn't be going to the same thing every time. What you're doing is you love your misery. So when you get one guy that you set up to take advantage of you, you love that pain. You love the pain of thinking that you're helping. Knowing that you're not, but just the idea that you're helping them give you a false sense of happiness and somebody, and then you love the pain of them treating you this way. And then when this one guy take advantage of you and he leave, you go right into your mind and you look for the same kind of guy. You listen to thoughts and you pick the same kind of guy over and over again. And that's not going to change until you stop loving your hell. You love your misery. You love hating. You love being angry. You love false sense of love. Feeling good, you got to stop loving your misery.
How do I stop loving my misery?
You got to forgive your mother and father, and God will forgive you. Whatever they did the best they could. They were messed up too, so forgive them. God will forgive you, and then you stay present. Instead of listening to thoughts in your imagination about how you can help people, and you can't help nobody, you can't even help yourself. And so you got to stop trying to save and help people and just stay present. And the Father, God, the truth, will change your life for you. He will take over and you will live a perfect life. But as long as you're living in your imagination, you're going to live in your pain. You're going to live in your misery.
What can I do to get to that step besides the silent prayer, which I have started? I started actually this morning. It was very hard. It was under 5 minutes because a lot of the day-to-day activities start immediately trying to invade my mind.
Right.
So, but I did stay in the prone position. I said Psalms 23. I just decided I was going to try again another time and not be dwelling on, okay, how many hours I'm going to work today? It's going to be 10, 12, you know. That sort of thing, that sort of dribble. I got to get to the point where I block that out.
Brittany, hold on for me, okay? Let me take a quick break. Don't hang up. Hold on. 888-775-3773. The Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live. I'll be back in a quick moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, a couple announcements. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. He's on fire. I hope you all remember to turn your clocks back. I forgot to say that. They went back on over the weekend. Time back. 1 hour back. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. And at 2 p.m. today, every Monday, a brand new episode of Punch It TV. Watch this.
Blacks, though, they are base. If they believe in it, they're not going to mess with it.
If we took the over... masculinity of
what the no.
Blacks though they are
something's wrong with the file but that's at 2 p.m. today. Check it out. You just got a little taste of it, right? And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby on fire. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. You don't want to miss it. And on Thursday, this is the first Thursday of the month coming up, Men's Forum at 7 p.m. Every first Thursday night for men only. Thursday night for ladies only. And we missed last month, but ladies, come hell or high water, we'll happen to meet in these next 2 months for sure. We're going out with a bang, a big bang. So get ready, ladies, for the third Thursday night of the month. But in the meantime, Miss Form this Thursday night. I want to go back to Bernetta, and she is... trying to figure out her life, how to get things right. Bernetta, do you understand? You were asking me, how do you get there fast or something?
Yes, what are the steps? I mean, because I'm off and on antidepressant medicines dealing with the emotional turmoil of the relationships. You know, I raised the 5 kids by myself. 2 of them went into the military. But the oldest 4, I understand now through my own personal research that I have a codependent type of, I'm a codependent type of person.
But you, none of that is the problem. The problem is you're an angry person. You're angry and you're living in hell of your imagination. You're living in darkness.
I don't feel angry. I feel sad.
But that's what, and the reason you feel sad is because you have anger. If you didn't have anger, there would be no sadness.
There's some truth in that, because I believe, like, when I did get my felony charge, it was another abusive man, and I was out and about in my car. He came up to my car and just started, well, we had an incident earlier that day where I had to put him out of my car. I put him out of my car. He slapped me in the face. I pulled over, and I told the officer, can you just get him out of my car? Get him out of my car. He said, you don't want to press charges? And I was under that, oh, don't lock up the black man type of mentality then. So I said, no, don't. I mean, because I'm black, not a dark-skinned black, but it was a white officer. You could see the palm print across the left side of my face. So he was cursing me out. I said, no, just get him out of my car. He saw me later on that evening. He came up to my car and started punching me in my face. So something in me just snapped. So and I ran him over my car. Now, he only received minor scratches, but I was charged with aggravated battery, house arrest, and then I ended up doing 3.5 years in prison. So I got out in 2001, and I had 3 kids. One I had during that prison incarceration. I went in pregnant.
Oh, I was going to say, you got pregnant in jail?
No. No, I went in prison.
Okay.
I went in pregnant.
Right.
So my life has just been crazy. But ever since that episode, I have been holding anger, because I feel like if I release that anger, you know, I could catch another charge. It's so built up that it's turned into self-loathing at times, depression at times.
Yeah. But your anger didn't start with that incident. Your anger started with your mother and your father, and you have not forgiven them. Your mother, in spite of what she did, just like you can't help yourself, you love your pain, you love your misery. Something happened to her. She hated her mother, and she is in pain too, so she couldn't help you. Your father, same thing. He hated his mother, and the same thing happened. And your only way out, my only way out, all human beings' way out, is that they must forgive. You must drop the anger and then become aware of those thoughts, because you've been living in your imagination. And what you've been doing is consulting with thought after thought after thought. And the thought is going to always give you what you already have, but it pretend it's going to give you something better or someone better, that this person is the right one. Oh, do this. You're consulting with evil because you're believing in thoughts. You got to stop doing that and stay present where God is, and then the spirit of the truth will guide you. Just like the spirit of evil has been guiding you all your life, the spirit of truth will take over. The spirit of evil will have to leave you, and you'll be guided by the light. But you got to stay present. You got to do the silent prayer and watch those thoughts. Stop calling them you. Just notice them and stay with, don't run away from them, but don't call them you. Just watch them, and they'll be taken away from you. And then you'll be free. But you got to work on you. You got to stop loving your hell, because when those guys treat you that way, you love it.
I don't feel my feelings. Don't feel like I loved it.
You know, the pain when they slap you, you get angry, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
You're getting angry because you love that pain. People who get angry love the pain, the feeling of anger.
I think it's because I'm used to pain. From the childhood, I'm used to
it. No, it's because you love it. No, you love it.
I don't want to love it anymore.
If you didn't get beat anytime soon, you'd go out and make a man beat you. You'll find another one. Or some guy to take advantage of you at your house, you know, bills and things. You love it, but you got to stop loving evil. You got to stop calling you. You got to stop loving your misery.
Stop loving my misery. Now, I can, you know, vouch on that one. Stop loving my misery. But as far as the pain, I don't, you know, I would call the police at this time if someone put their hands on me. And if I had a weapon to defend myself, I would do that. So I'm not really, maybe subconsciously, maybe I'm loving the pain.
I promise you love the pain. You love the misery.
today moving forward, I'm going to stay present with my thoughts.
Yeah.
I'm going to, do you think I should cancel my appointment with my doctor for, because I was going to get back. I had a brief couple of months of not being on the antidepressant pills, and I was doing good, but the holidays are coming up. And like I was trying to tell you, even though I raised those kids and I worked, they never saw me on welfare or anything. I did day labor. Whatever to present a good role model to those kids, I did it. All five of the kids graduated high school. I have one boy, four girls. None of them were teenage pregnant mothers like I was. Two went into the military. And because of my codependency, the oldest three, they were always in need, and I was always supplying them with money. They would call me. They live in Florida, and I'm over here in Texas. They needed money. Oh, Mom, I'm hungry. I need $20. I would send them $100. The stimulus checks, I sent all that to my oldest son. And now when I don't give them money, oh, you were the worst mom ever, and you kept us from our dad. I was like, what about when I was driving from county to county so you could see your dad, and your dad wouldn't even be there?
They're doing exactly to you what the men have done to you. You play God. You act like you can save everybody because you get a thrill from that, a good feeling of saving everybody. So you've done the same thing to them. So cut it out. Don't give them another dime. Let them sink or swim. It's up to them.
But now I'm alone. That leaves me feeling lonely, and that's why I was going to get back on my antidepressant medicine because the holidays coming up.
Who feel alone?
Bernetta does.
Who is Bernetta?
I am.
Who are you?
A 47-year-old single black woman with two cats in her own house.
Oh God! You just told me your physical situation and your physical condition, but who are you?
I am a person who's been through so much trauma that's all I understand.
So you've told me what you've gone through. Who are you?
I couldn't tell you then. I can describe me, but I couldn't tell you other than my attributes.
Then, so do you believe you are your attributes?
Some of them.
How are you? You're not a job. You're not a house. You're not your body. You're not your body. You're not your situation. You're not your circumstances. So who are you?
I'm a human being.
So that's who you believe you are? So when you say you're lonely, who is lonely?
This physical person who's speaking to you is lonely.
No such thing as loneliness. It's an illusion.
Mm.
And there is no Bernetta. You think that you are your body. You think you're lonely. You think you're your circumstance.
I got you now. My thoughts.
They're all thoughts. They're lying. There's no such thing as loneliness. That's why I'm glad that you're alone. It's perfect for you. And all you need to do now is work on you. Don't look for somebody to come in and make you forget about loneliness, right? It's going to be temporarily. You're not going to overcome loneliness by finding somebody outside to make you feel or calling your children or sending them money. You're not going to get rid of loneliness like that. You got to get rid of the illusion of loneliness. It's not real. There's no one there to be lonely.
You know what? How can I what do you say, buy you a coffee? Because you're preaching to me today. I'm almost in tears. I got to hold it together because I'm still working. But what is it, buy you a coffee, or how can I donate?
buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk.
JLPTALK.
Yeah.
buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. Okay, I'm going to let you go so you can help someone else. I appreciate it so much.
So tell me what little thing you got from this conversation. What you get from it?
I'm more than my thoughts. I'm more than my thoughts. I'm more than what I think I am. And I'm not alone.
You're not?
I'm not.
So do the silent prayer. And Satan doesn't want you to see the thoughts. He doesn't want you to see him and all those little demons. So he's going to have a fit. But the beauty is, if you can see them, the thoughts, then you're out of them, and you're present with the Father, and the Father will take care of you. You'll be fine. Your life would naturally work out.
Thank you.
And so don't try to help. I'm telling you right now, don't try to help anyone. You just work on you at this point, so you'll be fine.
Pour into myself.
I'm sorry?
Pour into myself. All the help I've been in love, I've been trying to give it away to people who were ungrateful. I need to pour that love into myself, help myself by staying present and not believing my thoughts.
Right. And you never give it to anyone one dime of love. You have no love to give. You never had love to give. That's been all about your ego.
You don't have to give it to me all in one call now. Let me let you go because you're going to have me all balling over here and I'm trying to, I got enough for right now. Let
okay.
Me just take a little at a time.
That's all you need. You're right. A little bit of light is the beginning. So do the prayer and let me know how it goes.
All right. Thank you and God bless.
You too. Thank you. Amazing. 888-77 Jesse. Super chat.
Ang Band Art bought a coffee. The Torah is simply the first five books of the Bible: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
Oh, that's a Jew Bible? I mean, Jewish Bible.
That's part of it, yeah.
That's what it's
one of them.
That's what they're saying right there?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about with the Torah.
Oh, and the Torah is the Bible?
I forget how this came up, but yes.
Oh.
I don't remember it coming up. But thank you, Ang Band Art.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
And Heat bought a coffee. Jesse, would you agree that when you understand what you're not, you'll enjoy all the more trolling Satan's kingdom?
What?
Would you agree that when you understand what you're not, you'll enjoy all the more trolling Satan's kingdom?
What does that mean, trolling?
Making them mad or something? I don't know.
No, if you really had understanding, you would never make another person mad. Really. It wouldn't be in your imagination at all because you would understand and you would not play the game with evil at all. It would be impossible. You'll have a new nature. So, no. If I'm understanding the question correctly. Thank you. I appreciate it. Make it clear if I'm missing it.
Will Rico says, JLP, he black.
He black.
And bald alpha. Laughing face emoji.
And bald?
Sideways.
I got hair.
Right.
I had a fro, a mirror fro for one time, for a minute, when Hassan was here.
Eli Jaw with a diamond on D-Live. Illegal to have a squirrel because they spread disease.
Oh, I'm hearing that now. I don't think about squirrels every day. And when I was in Alabama, then I did, I guess. But amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Eli Ja, who also says with a couple of things.
Music producer Quincy Jones died Sunday. Music producer Quincy Jones died Sunday night in his Bel Air, California home. At 91, well, he was old and dirt, 91, surrounded by children, siblings, and family, according to his publicist. This is from CNN. Quincy Jones has expired, according to CNN, on Sunday night. May his soul rest in peace. At least he died when time went back.
That's true.
Because time went back on Sunday, right?
Right, Sunday early morning. And Sunday night, he died.
May his soul rest in peace. He did. Amazing. Yep. Thank you.
Eli Jaw with a follow-up diamond. But it's legal to be gay and to be spreading disease. What the?
he's talking about the squirrel thing?
Yeah.
What the? Thank you.
Lynn, 88.4 Truth. Good morning. I mean, 88 Truth. Good morning. Yeah, poor little Peanut and Fred the raccoon. Peanut had his own accounts and raised money for the rescue farm. He lived indoors for 7 years. As you can tell, I love animals.
May Peanut's soul rest in heaven, hell. I mean, heaven location. Heaven, animal heaven. May Peanut Soul rest in animal heaven and the raccoon. Thank you.
Lori bought a coffee. Shaking in my boots, is beautiful because when everything turns out fine, I see the fear was a lie.
So the assignment is for this week, the fellowship assignment, so for y'all too, shaking your boots this week. Nobody know you're shaking. Shake in your boot and do nothing about it. Don't reach out to anything to save you from the shaking. Live with it. Drive with it. Go to bed with it. Sleep with it. Walk with it. Shake, shake, and ride and roll. Thank you.
Lori bought another coffee. That guy with the squirrel, if he would have enjoyed the squirrel quietly instead of wanting internet attention, he would still have the squirrel. Now everybody picking sides and judging over a cute tree rat. He should have just released the squirrel back where the squirrel belongs after it was healthy again, says Lori.
Amazing. So it sounds like, according to the report, that he is thinking that somebody may have, because he's on the internet, somebody reported him eventually. Could that he had a squirrel in the house, huh?
Yeah.
It wasn't even their business. Then the man had a squirrel if he wanted brain disease to him.
Yep.
That's his life, his squirrel. Amazing. Thank you.
Cornerstone on Cash App. Bond JLP on Cash App. Which food is causing Asperger's? Laughing face emoji with tears.
What's her name? Who said that food caused Asperger?
Julie from Connecticut.
Oh, yeah, Julie. I forgot who said it. She said that food caused it, right?
Well, she said the messed up liver, according to her, is linked with it. And so food can help or hurt.
Asperger?
Your liver.
Oh, but not the Asperger.
Which leads to helping with the Asperger's or hurting with it, according to her.
Oh, okay. Amazing. So, Julie, thank you.
Thank you, Julie.
Yeah.
Eli Ja with a diamond, rioting and violence helps the blacks sleep at night.
What? Amazing. I hope not, but I know what you mean. Thank you.
Eli Ja with another diamond. It's abnormal to crawl out of tunnels. Thank you.
Thank you.
On X, Ace UFC says it's fun getting others emotional or angry. It's like a touchdown or a checkmate. Like, I win. LOL, you emotional loser.
Yeah. People get, I really, just pay attention, you can prove me wrong. Human beings get thrills out of making themselves, doing situations to make themselves feel angry or so-called good. They could not, in their mind, they can't survive without it. And then if that's not painful enough for them, they look out at other human beings and they'll go after them to get another thrill. And it's not them that's thrilling. They think of them because they have identified with the false self. It's really evil getting the thrill through human beings. But they love thrills. That's why they do it. Their hearts are wicked. Amazing. Thank you.
Eli Ja with the diamond cotton picking. Gotta be the easiest job in the world.
Ain't nothing like picking cotton. And go out there early before the sun come up and it caught a little wet, little dew on it. You get a lot. You get a 100-pound bag real fast.
Because of the water weight?
Yeah, the water weight.
Wow.
We tricked the white man.
Cheating. Is your name Nate from Los Angeles?
That's right.
Shout out. Base Nation.
Shout out to Nate.
Base Nation gave a very generous rumble rant. Let the Holy Spirit cook.
That's right. You got to know how to rumble. Thank you.
Ray, hey, I'd like to clarify my message from earlier. I'm a female. What the? My name is R-H-E, but proper pronunciation, I spell it Ray. I want to emphasize the part in parentheses from Romans 13:14. Make no provision for the flesh. Put a stop to thinking about the evil cravings of your physical nature to gratify its desires. This is what I meant when I say the Bible tells you to stop thinking.
Deep. Absolutely deep. That's amazing. What an amazing way to end the show. That's deep. Thank you.
Elijah with yet more and more diamond. Most blacks struggle to function in a white world.
When they can be free, right, in the white world. You can't be free in the white world, you're not going to be free in any world. Amazing, thank you.
Bernetta bought 5 coffees saying, thank you, smiley face. She just hung up. Nice.
Thank you, Bernetta, I appreciate it. Vicky. Work on you, Bernetta. Work on you to overcome the false self. The ego must die. Amazing.
The key says, evil is always triggered by the truth. That's how you bait and switch so many with your message of forgiveness. Touche.
Amazing, thank you.
And shout out to the top contributors, Maverick Angel, Coffee Talk with Sandra, Elijah, Aries One, Severio Jones, Games for Rec, and the rest of the supporters. Thank you guys for the lemons, diamonds, and subscriptions. Very cool. And thanks, guys. That's all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. Look, folks, you can have perfect peace right here on Earth. You don't have to wait till you die. And I don't care who don't have perfect peace, you can have it if you want it. It's inside of you. It's in you. But you got to drop the anger. You got to drop the imagination. You got to stop believing the lies of thoughts. You're not your thoughts. You're not your body. You're not your emotions. You're not your circumstance or your conditions at all. All right? Forgive your mother and your fathers. God will forgive you. Don't ask for forgiveness to them. You forgive them. I'm sorry for resenting. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. And let life happen. Stay present instead of lost in your imagination. Thinking about the past or the future. You'll be fine. You really will. I promise you that, but you got to do it. You got to stay present. All right? God is not holding anything against you at all because he knows it's not you. You've never done anything wrong. It's not you. It's something else driving you. You just don't know that. You blame everybody, even yourself. What a mess. Anyway, I'm out of time. The Hake Report coming up now. The Hake, HAKEReport.com. And then enjoy our Friday TV at 11 and at 2 p.m. Punchy TV. Punchy, PUNCHIE.TV. And then on YouTube and Punchy.TV. And then the American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Bye, and thank you for your super chats. I appreciate the support. Take care. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I just can't even... You know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.